The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Speaking of Britain, cast your minds back to this momentous day.
Ladies and gentlemen, dare to dream that the dawn is breaking on an independent, united kingdom. I hope this victory brings down this failed project and leads us to a Europe of sovereign nation states trading together, being friends together, cooperating together, and let's get rid of the flag, the anthem, Brussels, and all that has gone wrong. Let June the 23rd go down in our history as our Independence Day.
Oh my God, he's like, was it Bill Pullman? Was that the actor in Independence Day in his rousing speech? Not quite. Nigel Farage celebrating Brexit. You might have seen a video on X of Éan O'Riordan, the Labour Party MEP from this country, of course, walking through the wet and dreary streets of Liverpool. And in it he says, I suppose what myself and party leader Ivana Bacic are trying to do is to become gentle persuaders for Britain to rejoin the European Union. Éan, how are you going to gently persuade Britain to rejoin the EU?
Well, thanks for having me on. I mean, look, there's no point in going to a Labour conference in the UK, which we did, myself and Ivana, and not speak honestly that Brexit has caused huge damage to Anglo-Irish relations. And I spoke at a Labour Irish Society event. There were 600 people there. Claire Hanna spoke, Hilary Benn spoke. But you have to speak honestly. You can't pretend to care about Ireland or Northern Ireland and not have a view on Brexit. Now, there is a Labour for Europe group within the Labour Party in the UK. It has more MPs, Labour MPs, signed up to it than there are Conservative MPs in the Westminster Parliament. Now, this may be a very, very long process. It could take 20 years. It could take longer. But Brexit itself was hatched as a plan within the Conservative Party by a very small number of people about 30 years ago. So if the UK was to rejoin the EU, which I think would be possibly a painful process for some people because they're quite traumatised by the debate, it has to happen somewhere. And it's not for an Irish politician to tell English or British people what to do. But I think what we were trying to say over the weekend was, if this was to be a course you'd like to take, that the Irish Labour Party would help in that regard. We are members of the second largest group in the European Union. I'm an MEP in the S&D group that the British Labour Party used to be a part of. And that we would be ones who would be, you know, helpful in that regard. So as things change, we have a Labour government in the UK, my own position in the S&D group in the European Parliament. We have, you know, a new leader of the SCLP coming with Claire Hanna taking over in the north. There are things happening within, you know, social democracy on these islands.
Yeah.
And therefore we have to speak truthfully and honestly to each other as to what would be best for relations on these islands.
And what kind of reception did you get to that, I guess, offer of assistance were to be asked for, Éan?
I think it is the love that cannot speak its name. You know, the relationship that the Labour Party may like to have with the EU. It's not a debate that Keir Starmer wanted to have over the course of the election. There's a fear about, you know, maybe people with a particular view of the world within the Labour Party or traditional supporters of the party that they are, you know, that they would have supported Leave. And certainly I saw from the Lib Dems in the UK are reluctant to go that way either. But I know with young people, and certainly the opportunities for young people are now being hampered by this. I think opinions are certainly changing. And certainly I feel that it is worthy of a party that is on the progressive side of UK politics to consider this change that they made a number of years ago to have been a mistake, to have been an act of self-harm, and certainly has caused more tension and more difficulty on these islands than anything else in the most recent past. And if they're serious about building relations, on these islands in Europe and across the world, then their membership of the EU, I think, is something they should reconsider.
Sammy Wilson is the Brexit spokesperson for the Democratic Unionist Party, the DUP. Sammy, what do you think of Aon's offer to assist his colleagues in the Labour Party in the UK should they wish to rejoin or certainly have a conversation about rejoining the European Union?
Well, I think it, first of all, he has to recognise that the United Kingdom is a sovereign country. We wouldn't dare interfere in the affairs of the Irish Republic. I think there's an arrogance there that he feels that as an Irish politician, he has any role to play in the internal affairs of the United Kingdom. And I think the fact that he probably got, he was implying that he got a cold shoulder to a suggestion at the Labour Party conference where you might have expected some sympathy is an indication that British politicians look upon the role of the Irish during the whole Brexit negotiations as being subversive, as being intrusive, as being arrogant, and also as being very damaging. I mean, he talks about the damaging...
Is that how you look at them, Sammy? Do you consider them subversive and arrogant?
It is, absolutely. I mean, when I think of the way your previous Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, even used threats of violence to try and get Brexit stopped, I think it's a good indication that there's hard feeling in the United Kingdom as a whole at the disgraceful way in which Irish politicians behaved during the Brexit negotiations. And really, they should learn that lesson. If they want to have good relations with the United Kingdom, then stick to Irish politics, stick to Irish affairs, stick to dealing with the problems in your own country. I mean, I can tell you, I had strong, and my party had strong feelings about some of the referendums that you held recently in your country. We wouldn't have dared interfere or even give an opinion as to how we thought people should vote.
No, but I guess those referendums have no impact on other jurisdictions, whereas Brexit did have a profound impact on this country.
Well, Brexit had a profound impact on your country because at the very start, although the initial indications were that the Irish government was simply going to accept what the view of people in the United Kingdom, try to work through the issues which us leaving would cause. Once Leo Varadkar took over, then of course the Irish government took the exact opposite view and started to try to undermine Brexit. And I think this is another attempt to do the same, and it will be met with anger. And also met with incredulity that people who talk about wanting to establish good relations then decide that they want to interfere and try and change minds in a country which they're not even elected in.
Aon, did many delegates at the Labour Party conference, in your mind, consider you an arrogant subversive?
No, I don't think so. We're members of sister parties. There's a reason why we're invited over to contribute to debates. I mean, that's why Ivana was on a platform for the Labour for Europe group. That's why I spoke at the Labour Irish Society. I mean, the EU, and when the Belfast Agreement was signed 25 years ago, there was an understanding that the membership of the UK and the Irish Republic of the EU was central to that relationship, and and the Irish governments are co-guarantors of that agreement. And it would also be fair to remind listeners that the majority of people in Northern Ireland actually voted against Brexit, and if that decision had been made, we wouldn't have had the level of upheaval and tension between the two jurisdictions over the last number of years. So my point, I think, what I was making to the audience was that, you know, a little bit more courage by their convictions. If they feel that this was a bad road for the UK to take, if they feel that they would like to begin a conversation to return to a more outward-looking party, to a more outward-looking politics, and one that embraces the future, and one that embraces cooperation across Europe, because the issues that we have across Europe are huge, from climate change to what's happening in the rise of the far right, the increased levels of tension across Europe, that what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, obviously the EU's view on Israel, and Ivana was quite strong in suggesting that sanctions absolutely need to take place from the UK point of view. I think this is what conversations that sister parties have.
Okay.
And if we are serious about building a relationship between the Irish Labour Party and the British Labour Party, and indeed the SDLP as well, as a sisterhood of parties across Europe, then I think if they were to make that move to rejoin the EU, that we would be ones who would be there to help.
Sammy, you were trying to jump in there a minute ago.
We should listen to yourself, Ian. I mean, first of all, there was nothing in the Belfast Agreement about the relationship with the EU. So, I mean, if you're going to start falling back on a Belfast Agreement, at least read the thing and find out what's in it. And secondly, you know, you just sound so patronising. If the UK wants to be outward looking, as if, you know, we're all a part of a company now of inward looking, not interested in the rest of the world. The UK has led the rest of the world in the response to Ukraine. It has led the rest of the world in the situation in the Middle East. So the UK, and also, of course, our trade with the rest of the world has increased since we left the EU. So we're not inward looking at all.
How have you led the world? How have you led the world in relation to the Middle East, the situation there?
Well, I think that first of all, we have stood by whilst the Irish government have been soft on what the response should be to Hamas terrorists. We have stood by Israel and said, you have a right to defend your people. We will stand by your right to defend your people. Until, of course, this Labour government came in, and now, of course, they're trying to backtrack on some of the commitments which were made. But, I mean, we were actually, when after October the 7th, we were one of the countries, and I took part in many, many debates in the House of Commons, that stood by the only democracy in the Middle East and said, you have right to defend yourself, and we will hold your case.
Now, Sammy, you know what I'm going to say. Like, and it hardly needs saying. The Irish government and our political leaders have ad nauseum condemned Hamas on October 7th and have acknowledged Israel's right to defend themselves. What they object to is Israel's carpet bombing of civilians and their wanton slaughter of children.
Well, no. What they're objecting to is Israel having the ability to carry out the war in a way which is effective. Because, of course, don't forget, the deaths of children in Gaza, and much as deplorable, is not due to the recklessness of Israel. It's due to the way in which Hamas have used their own people as human shields.
We're veering into a completely different debate, which we won't have time for. Sammy Wilson, DUP Brexit spokesperson. Eoin, thank you as well. Eoin O'Riordan, MEP for Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.